And my guest now is Carrie Slope from Texas, from Austin, Texas. Carrie is with a firm that is it's called CARE. Let me get that right, Carrie. It's very interesting about this. CARE.com, home pay. Am I saying it right?
You've got it.
Okay, CARE.com. So this means that you are a internet-based company. Is that?
We are, yes. So CARE.com is an online marketplace platform for families and caregivers to connect with each other and find employment for if you're a caregiver and working in someone's home. And for a family to find that caregiver when they have someone, a care need in their home, whether that's for a nanny or a housekeeper or senior care.
So this is the new normal. I can come to you and say, here's what I need wherever I am in the country, and you go about the business of helping me? Is that the way it works?
That's correct. So we allow families to post jobs on the site and caregivers to respond to those jobs, and then they take it off the site and interview each other and hopefully find a perfect fit. And then once they do, our home pay division, which I lead up, helps those families manage the complex process of dealing with those pesky nanny taxes.
And I'll bet you folks out there, how many of you knew about this? I bet you didn't. This is the new normal, folks. This is where we're going. This is the beauty of the internet. This is what happens now that we can't. The real estate here is the net. Not a building, but an idea that has a place to function and can be, and you can go there and find out what you need and get and meet and talk to experts about God knows what. It's just wonderful. Now the reason I was excited about this topic, I live in the Washington D.C. area and I'm through with nannies, but we went through that process, and you try to beat the system, you know, a number of ways to save money. You got kids, you got to have somebody taking care of them, and there's such a thing as a nanny tax. We're reaching into the tax season. Don't do something that's going to get you in really trouble. And that's why we ask Kelly to join us to talk about you want to do it the right way. So let's go about this nanny tax thing, and I've heard about it before. I know some folks got in trouble. So explain what the nanny tax pertains to and what it is.
Sure, absolutely. So many families assume that the nanny tax really only relates to someone who has a formal nanny working in their home. However, the nanny tax pertains to any household employee. So that could be a housekeeper or a part-time babysitter or a senior caregiver working in your home. Even a pet sitter is considered a household employee. So that term nanny tax can be very misleading, but it really means any household worker working in your home. And when you hire that caregiver to work in your home, regardless of what the work is that they're performing, if you pay them more than $2,000 in a calendar year, in the eyes of the IRS, you are considered a household employer. And that means you are responsible for managing the tax and payroll process for that individual working in your home.
And is this thing violated all the time? I'm sure it is, isn't it?
While there isn't a ton of data from the IRS in this industry and on this segment, families are increasingly becoming compliant and are becoming aware of their employer tax responsibilities. Just as you mentioned, you used to have a nanny back in the day, it sounds like, and maybe nanny taxes weren't as familiar to you back in the day.
Well, you know what was familiar, and I'm sorry, what was familiar is that every time I went to do my taxes, my tax expert said to me, Paul, what are you doing here? Are we going to report the lady that's working in your home or the people that are working there? And I'd say, do we have to?
Right. And actually, that's not uncommon. Most accountants aren't familiar with this nuanced segment of tax law. We actually work with thousands of accountants at CARE.com HomePay as partners across the country who refer their families to us because they aren't as familiar with all the nuances and complexities of the process. And so many families feel like, you know, I have a part-time babysitter. Maybe she comes once a week on Fridays for date night. And that $2,000 threshold that the IRS has put out there for this segment is a fairly low. That's $38.50 a week. So it's easy to add up and cross that threshold requiring a family to pay taxes. So the IRS actually reported, so they're a few years behind in their statistics, but they reported in 2013 that there were a little over 200,000 Schedule H forms filed, which is the form a family files with their personal income tax return to report their caregiver. And we know that there are far more than just
200,000. 200,000 against the millions of people. You're absolutely. So people are violating this obviously. Yes. And if they are, what is the – Carrie, what can happen here? I don't want to scare anybody, but you know what? I want people at the forefront. You ought to know, you know,
exactly
what the price is.
And the thing is most household employers aren't knowingly a lot of times ignoring their obligations by not paying legally. There is a lot of misunderstanding and a lack of awareness in this space. But there are penalties for not filing correctly and not paying those nanny taxes. And it depends on the amount of wages you paid to the caregiver. But generally speaking, it can include back taxes and penalties and a percentage of the taxes that were owed in the first place. Mm-hmm. So that penalty can get up to roughly $25,000. But as I mentioned, that's where companies like Care.com HomePay come in, and we can really help answer all of those questions, remove any misconceptions about the cost, and ultimately manage the process for a family so they don't have to worry about that.
Let me ask the ultimate question here, okay? Can you go to jail?
You can. It's not, I'll be honest, it's not common. It's not likely. But there are a few ways that a family can be caught by the IRS. And the most common scenario is when that caregiver is done working with you. Maybe your child goes into preschool or into kindergarten and you no longer need a caregiver at home. And so you discontinue the relationship, and then that caregiver isn't able to find a job and she files for unemployment. That's the most common scenario where a family is going to get caught. And no, in most cases, the fine isn't going to be $25,000 and you aren't going to go to jail, but you are going to be stuck with some rather hefty penalties and back taxes to pay. And if you are in a profession such as a lawyer or accountant with a professional license, you do risk losing that license.
Don't do it, folks, is what Carrie is saying. When we come back, we'll talk about tax breaks. We'll talk about some other things that you need to know about this and how to file correctly. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm your host, Paul Berry. We'll be right back. We're talking with Carrie here about Carrie Swope, who is a senior director at Care.com HomePay. This is a website location, internet that you can go to if you're looking for home care, looking for child care, looking for domestic work. They do all of this, and they know the rules, they understand it, and they can be helpful to you if you find yourself in need of someone to help you with the kids or whatever. Carrie, you mentioned some tax breaks and benefits. Expand on what these include, would you please?
Many people, they automatically assume that paying nanny taxes is going to be a very costly process for them. But what they don't realize is that there are tax credits that can significantly offset the cost of those taxes that they're having to pay on the caregiver. And there's two main benefits to paying compliantly and paying in those nanny taxes. So the first is called a dependent care account. It's also known as a flexible spending account. And most businesses allow their employees to contribute up to $5,000 of their pre-tax earnings to that account to help pay for child care or dependent care expenses. Uh-huh. So what that means is, for example, I can set aside $5,000 of my income before it's taxed. So there's no federal tax, there's no state income tax, there's no Social Security and Medicare on that $5,000. And so I'm allowed to set aside that money to pay for care expenses. And depending on the individual's tax bracket, that deduction can save a family anywhere from $2,100 to $2,300 per year, which, as I mentioned, oftentimes will offset, if not even exceed, the employer's tax liability.
Okay, so go ahead. Go ahead.
I was going to say, not every business has a dependent care account for their employees to take advantage of. So if your employer doesn't offer that to you as a benefit, the other alternative is something called a child and dependent care tax credit. And you take advantage of that when you're filing your personal income tax return at the end of the year, which many families at this time of year are doing. And that tax credit allows you to save $600 if you have one dependent or $1,200 if you have two or more in your home.
So if I contact HomePay, contact you or someone in your office. This is going to be explained to me.
Absolutely.
You're going to talk. At what cost? What am I paying for your wonderful, brilliant service here?
Well, we offer free consultations to anyone who has questions about the process. It's It's part of our culture and how we've built our business practice and what we believe in order to educate the industry.
Yeah.
And families, we've been in their shoes. That's why we exist.
But at some level, Carrie, at some level, you got to make some money out of this deal. So.
We do. So we answer, if a family has questions, we offer a free consultation. And then if they would like for us to handle the tax and payroll process for them, the service is on a quarterly basis. We charge our fees on a quarterly basis, so it's not an upfront annual fee.
Mm-hmm.
But on an annual basis, it's about $1,000 a year to handle this process.
Okay.
And the IRS estimates that it takes a family anywhere from 55 to 65 hours a year to manage the process, and that's just the tax process, not the payroll process.
Is that $1,000 deductible?
It is, yes. It is deductible on your personal income tax return. Just as your accountant fees might be.
So what do families need to know from your perspective before the April 15 deadline? Let's see, somebody's listening to this and, you know, they're kind of saying, what do they need to know here?
Exactly. So what a family wants to be thinking of right now before they file those taxes on April 15th is, have they paid a household employee more than $1,900 last year? So that is one change that has happened from 2015 to 2016 is the IRS has increased that payroll threshold from $1,900 to $2,000 in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
But for the 2015 tax year, if they paid someone working in their home more than $1,900, they are required by the IRS to pay those nanny taxes.
So it does require
some work, but they can make sure to file that and be in compliance.
So if they've been paying under the table, so to speak, they can make things right?
Absolutely. As I mentioned, it takes some work, but you can certainly get caught up. And the first step is to review how much you paid that caregiver, and then based on those wages, determine what the appropriate taxes are for that. And a family pays employer taxes, and then that caregiver is also responsible for taxes just like you and I are.
Mm-hmm. What's the trend here, Carrie, from the perspective that you guys see? Are people more likely, I guess not, with only 200,000 of these forms filed, and there are millions of people out there, so the fact of the matter is millions of people are violating this, right?
There are definitely people who are paying under the table, but as I mentioned, most families are not doing it intentionally. They just don't realize that the threshold for meeting what the IRS determines as a household employer is so low, and a lot of times they don't understand what to do. One of the big common misconceptions is that they can treat that caregiver as an independent contractor rather than a W-2 employee, which is incorrect. And actually, in July of last year, the Department of Labor reinforced those guidelines to try to help bring more awareness to the industry on what constitutes an employee mm-hmm. versus an independent contractor.
And again, I'm not trying to scare anybody into doing the right thing. You ought to be doing the right thing because you should be doing the right thing. But is the government cracking down? What's been your experience here in terms of what the IRS is doing about this? Are they taking a closer look, I guess, is my question.
They are, yes. That's part of why the Department of Labor last year in July issued those guidelines to reinforce. So the IRS and the Department of Labor do team up to review industries that are prone to worker misclassification, such as the construction industry as well as the care industry. And so they are looking at that. That's the care industry is one of those spaces. And there are, even at the state level, initiatives that we're seeing on a state-by-state basis where states are reinforcing education as well as compliance. For example, there is a movement across multiple states regarding a domestic worker bill of rights, and there's been 5 states so far that have passed domestic worker bill of rights to make sure that these caregivers are being paid minimum wage, that they overtime is being paid to them, and that sort of thing.
I hear you. I hear you, audience, asking, okay, how do I reach out to this lady? Well, when we come back, I'll tell you how you can reach out to Carrie, Senior Director at care.com Home Pay. We'll talk about, getting to her and a couple of other things, notable changes that apply to families that already have or will potentially hire a household employee. All of that coming up next here on Home and Family Finance. I'm your host, Paul Bear. We are very pleased to have with us still as we talk about the nanny tax and other things that you as a family, as a household, head of household, or a taxpayer should know. Carrie Swope is my guest. Her company, she is senior director at care.com Home Pay. This is such a great idea to be able to reach out to folks and say, okay, look, let's stop playing games. Here's what you need to know. But even more so, we can help you. You know, it's just not a matter. The IRS says, okay, you got to do this. But your company says, you got to do this, and we'll tell you how to do it. Right, Carrie?
Exactly right, Paul.
Okay, that's great. How long have you been in business, and how do people reach out to you, and what do they need to do?
We have been in business since 1992, and were built by household employers who were experiencing the exact same pain points your listeners are experiencing today. So that's why we are in existence, and so we're here to help families. We do offer free consultations to families and caregivers to help educate them about what they need to do when they hire someone to work in their home or how to comply. And we also offer free resources on our website at care.com/nannycalculator. Which is a free nanny calculator for families to easily determine what those nanny taxes are going to cost them, help mm-hmm. them budget for 2016 tax year, and estimate what they might owe for back taxes if they need to get caught up for 2015.
Folks, these calculators are wonderful. It means that instead of having to get somebody else to come in and do it, or you do it, you're figuring these things yourself, you go to their calculator at their site, put your information in, and it tells you exactly where you need to be and what you should be doing. And that brings me to notable changes that apply to families that already have or will potentially hire a household employee. Any notable changes at this point?
Yes. As I mentioned earlier, that threshold for wages has
yes.
increased for 2016 to $2,000. So, again, that's roughly $38.50 a week, so it adds up pretty quickly. But other state and city-specific changes have also occurred, increases to minimum wage, paid sick leave have occurred for this year. And we have on the website as well, at care.com homepage, a state-by-state guide that easily outlines all the necessary requirements for families and the changes that have occurred for this year.
And folks, as again, just so that we are all on the same page, this service is not free, at least not if you get into what really needs to be handled for your family and for you, and it could cost you somewhere between $500 to $1,000 per year, and that fee is tax deductible. So, you know, if you are sitting there worrying about, am I in violation of the law, and could I pay a much worse price than that, then I think you will want to reach out to Carrie and the folks at her company, because it's all about really making life easier and more simple for you. What do you see in the future here, Carrie, in terms of what people are doing? You think you're going to see more and more people rushing to do the right thing, or will we still hang out and try to get away with not paying our fair share?
You know, there will always be people who are paying under the table, but with the initiatives that the federal and the state governments are doing, like the Domestic Workers Bill of Rights movement and the Department of Labor's update on worker guidelines, I do think more people will start to comply as the awareness increases in this space.
And the other thing you must know, folks, that if you're filing taxes and you have a pretty substantial income and you say, I've got 3-4 kids or whatever the numbers are, you know, maybe the tax folks are not geniuses, but they're not dumb. They're thinking, okay, this person might have somebody there. And what I'm saying is that the dreaded audit can be instigated by not having this in good order, right?
That's correct. And we can actually help families through that audit process if it happens.
Yeah, if it happens. You don't want that to happen. I don't think of anything more painful than having this nice young lady come sit in your house looking very innocent and asking you questions that you don't want to answer, checking out what you've got. Carrie,
that's usually something most people want to avoid.
That's exactly right. Carrie, thank you. We didn't want to avoid this because we hear you, care.com, and we appreciate you taking time to join us here on Home and Family Finance. Come back and see us again soon, would you please?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, folks. So you know where you got to go if you're interested in working with this organization. It's all about making a difference. Care.com, home pay. It can make your life a lot easier, a lot more simple, especially if you know you ought to be paying those taxes. Look, there are so many things that we want to talk to you about, and we'll do that again next week. Unfortunately, run out of time at this point, but your home, your family, and your finances. Be financially fit. Be ready. I'll be back same time, same place looking for you. Will you be here? I thought you would. Okay, we'll see you then. Have a good day.